In the past few days, the U.S. Forest Service has directed its forest supervisors to attack and stop forest fires as soon as possible. That's a change from the policy that called for letting fires burn. Superior East National Forest Fire Management Officer Patty Johnson is here to talk about what that policy change means. Now, this appears to be a major change for you and other Forest Service personnel. Was that move unexpected?
The move has been talked about throughout the summer, and I want to clarify that this isn't a policy change. There's no change in the direction through our policy. There's a change in direction for this year and how we're going to manage for this year. So overall policy is still the same. The reason for that change in direction really has to do with trying to manage the cost of fires and where we put our firefighting resources. So with the large fires we've had this year, we've used a lot of the funding that we have available to suppress fires. And so we're looking at how to manage with the money we have for the rest of the year. And it's already August, which is usually when we start having a lot of large fires out west, and we've already spent a lot of that money that we have. So what we need to do with the money and the resources we have right now is make sure we allocate them to the high priority fires, those fires that where there are values at risk. So in order to do that, we've switched the direction on lower priority fires, i.e. in the wilderness that aren't threatening values at risk, and trying to keep them small early on so that we don't spend more money on them when they get bigger.
How will it be determined when fire crews need to be sent out?
You know, we're still taking the same approach to fire management as we always have in the past. We're looking at firefighter safety first and foremost. Can we put firefighters on the ground safely? We're looking at values at risk in terms of what is at risk out there. Do we need to immediately do something with this fire, or can we wait a day or two and try to gather more information on how to get crews in or what type of resources are most appropriate for managing that type of resource? We're looking at weather. Do we have an inch of rain coming tomorrow? Mm-hmm. You know, does it make sense to put a bunch of people out there right now when the rain may be able to take care of it the next day? Is it on an island in the middle of a big lake? Does it really make sense to send a bunch of people and spend a bunch of money on an island in the middle of a lake? So there's all these type of factors that we look at in terms of risk management and what we want to do with that fire. And that has not changed at all. And we will continue to go through that risk management process and address all those values at risk, firefighter safety, weather type of scenarios, and come up with our strategy for managing a fire.
Do you see an increase in firefighting activity because of this?
No, I don't see any increase in it per se, especially here on the forest. You know, we typically have small fires or we have big fires. It seems like we don't have that like in between where we're trying to decide whether we should put more resources on it or less. We're either putting them out when they're small or letting the weather put them out, or we're trying to react to a weather event that has made our fires grow exorbitantly large, in which case we're usually putting resources on them.
What do you see as the overall result from all of this?
This is just for this year. I would assume they'll continue to talk about fire policy and does that need to be changed? And that'll be a continual discussion always within the fire management agencies, not just the Forest Service. But for this year, we're just trying to keep our fires small early on so that they don't get large. And I don't see that as being a huge change to us long term.
You always seem to be walking a fine line in fighting fires. How does this situation allow protection of people and property while allowing the forest to rejuvenate naturally with fires?
Well, it's just a one-year thing. So this year, we're backing off. We're putting our resources towards those high-priority fires that have values at risk, keeping our fires in the wilderness small and manageable. And then next year, we'll reassess and maybe try to do more fires for resource benefits that have those benefits to wildlife, to forest regeneration, and those other type of benefits.
Well, we've been talking with Patty Johnson from the U.S. Forest Service. In the past few days, the U.S. Forest Service has directed its forest supervisors to attack and stop forest fires as soon as possible. That's a change from the policy that called for letting fires burn. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not at this time.
Okay.